Then there is another talk about, well, anything and everything is done by His will and this and that. So we can live the life the way that our life is nothing but what He wills it. That's also another question that puts, you know. So then we can do whatever is being done by us, whatever actions we commit, howsoever we live in our life, you know, is all by His will. I said, yeah, it's all by His will. There's no doubt about it. But then, if it is all by His will and you accept that, then why has He given the prayer of repentance? If it is all by His will, it is all by His will. But at the same time, the saving grace is that He expects from us to accept your own faults. So He has given us the prayer of repentance. In spite of that, anything and everything is His will. There's no doubt about it. But we have got that little weapon to repent. Yeah. Okay. The remorse should be there.
I was going to say, in that sweet story about Padre, someone could give more details about the note Baba wrote him and said, you know, I'm going to give you utter ruination.
Yeah.
All these horrible threats in this note.
And
instead of Padre being upset, he was so excited.
Yeah.
Look, you know, like it was the most.
I've got the passport
news.
Now, he says. Yeah. So those who have got that awareness, they feel happy about it. They are not sadists or anything like that, but they have got that awareness that, well, He has His nazar on us. Or He has, yeah, He has not, He is not indifferent towards us. When we have the suffering, hardships and all that, is noteworthy to know that, well, He is taking cognizance of us. He's being aware of us. Yeah. So that is there. That's what He told us.
But then there's the other side to that, which is I've always felt left out because my life has been so easy. Until I see Baba doesn't have any cognizance of me.
So what to
no
do now?
No suffering.
You better knock on wood.
Why should he knock on wood? He should knock his head on me. Why... Does he not give you enough suffering? You're Josh.
Still very easy.